parents in my community have a daughter who's married, and the parents and the daughter are Ashkenaz, but she's married to a Sephardi young man. And so she is cooking kidneys before Pesach in kosher Pesach pots, except that she's cooking kidneys because she's married to a Sephardi. And the question that I was asked is whether after she cooks, let's say, kidneys, if she cooks right after that kosher Pesach food, can Ashkenazi people or parents, can they eat from that food? What if she does this on Pesach itself? So the Raman Siman Tuf Nun Gimel Seif Aleph explains the nature of the custom not to eat kidneys, that the minhag in Ashkenaz is to be strict and not to eat kidneys. However, Mio Pashut says the Ramah, Dein Osim B'dieved Im Naflu Toch HaTavshil, that if some kidneys falls into a mixture of kosher Pesach food, it doesn't, the kidneys do not render the mixture to be forbidden. Mishnah Berurah says it's up to 50%. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, as long as you have a majority of food, after the kidneys fell in, a majority of food that's non-kidneys, so then we say batal barov, that the minority is nullified in the majority. Again, it's how this custom was formed, that we're not strict like how we typically are when it comes to, say, kosher, non-kosher food. You need 60 times kosher to correspond to one unit of non-kosher for the non-kosher to be batel, to be nullified. When it comes to kidneys, if you have less than 50% of kidneys that inadvertently fell into a pot of kosher Pesach food, then the whole mixture is fine. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Tav Samach Dal Seif Beis points out, but just want Shalohe Kilu Ela Betarova Shenase Me'elov, that the only leniency is with a mixture that was done inadvertently, unintentionally. But if you mix kidneys together with non-kidneys, and let's say you want to make a dish that has 20% kidneys and 80% non-kidneys, you're not allowed to make that to be eaten on Pesach. If you make a dish of, if an Ashkenazi makes a dish of non-kidneys and inadvertently kidneys falls in, so then we're lenient b'dieved. But we can't lechatchila create a mixture that has 20% kidneys, 80% non-kidneys. Additionally, there is no iser hana'a. There's no prohibition to derive benefit from kidneys. There is no iser shehiya, mutter lahashos, mina kidneys babayas. That's what the Ramah writes in Siman Tuf Nun Gimel Seif Aleph. You're allowed to own kidneys in the house. Now, the Be'er Yitzchak does write that you can be mevatel kidneys lechatchila before Pesach, but most poskim do not rely on this leniency. That being said, the custom seems to be that if you cook kidneys in a kosher Pesach pot, so maybe there's taste of kidneys still remaining in the pot, if everything's before Pesach, there was no minhag then to say, now you have to wait, and you have to kasher the pot if you want to cook kosher Pesach food. If it's before Pesach, then immediately after you clean out the pot that you use for kidneys, to cook kidneys, immediately afterwards you can cook kosher Pesach food and eat it on Pesach. What about on Pesach itself? So there's a kafachayim, and kafachayim in Simon Tuf Nun Gimel Seif Chav Zayin states that there's a hinder, there's an enhancement, a preference to wait 24 hours. Because after 24 hours on Pesach itself, so then you don't want to have any taste of kidneys, ideally. It's preferable to wait 24 hours with a kosher Pesach pot that used to cook kidneys. After the 24 hours, so then there is no more taste in the pot, and you can use it to cook kosher lePesach food. If we're talking about anything cold that's put on plates, so then there you simply need to wash off the plates. But again, if you cook, see, the minhag seems to be, this is what both Rabbi Willig and Rav Rimon seem to both say, that if you cook kitnios in a kosher lePesach pot before Pesach, you don't have to wait any time. Just wash it out and then cook kosher lePesach food. And you can eat that on Pesach. And if it's on Pesach itself, it seems there's a preference to wait 24 hours after cooking kitnios in a pot to then use that pot to cook kosher lePesach food on Pesach.